Mara Jade told Beta Eyes and her daughter to vanish and never to be found. They fled into the unknown regions and took refuge with Gorog, before it was the Darknest.
Sorry, but this story won't work for us, Han said. You should have brought the Eyes women up last year.
We did not know about them last year.
Too bad, Han said. You can't just make up a new... Han, I don't think they're making this up, Mara interrupted. They know too much about what happened, at least the part about the Eyes women. So what if the Eyes girls did become joiners? Han asked. He was beginning to wonder whose side Mara was on. That doesn't mean they created the Dark Nest. They could have joined some other nest, and the colony would still know enough about them to put together a good story.
The story we have put together is the truth. When Beta and Ermei became joiners, the Gorog absorbed their fear. The entire nest went into hiding. It became the Dark Nest.
Reynar turned to Mara.
We are sure you have figured out the rest. Gorog recognized you at the crash last year.
And assumed I had come to find the list. Mara finished. So they attacked first. Reynar shook his head.
We wish it were that simple. Gorog wanted revenge. Gorog still wants revenge. Against you.
Of course. Mara did not even blink. I killed Beta's husband and Ermei's father and condemned them to a life in exile. Naturally, they want me dead.
They want you to suffer.
Reynar corrected.
Then they want you dead.
And you had to bring Mara and Luke all the way out here to tell them that? Han asked. You couldn't have sent a message?
We could have.
Reynar stared at Luke a moment, then turned and looked across the bog toward the froth-covered walls of the Garden Palace.
But we wanted to be certain that Master Skywalker understood the urgency of our situation.
I see. Luke followed Reynar's gaze out across the bog, and his face slowly began to cloud with the same anger that was welling up inside Han. And Unu's will isn't strong enough to change what Gorog feels?
We are sorry, Master Skywalker, but not yet.
Reynar tore his gaze off the garden hall and faced Luke coolly.
Perhaps later, after we have stopped the fizz and are less concerned with our own problems.